Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
It is Free for All Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. And today we're going to talk about the world's smallest big things. So what do I mean by that? Now, oftentimes we'll talk about the world's biggest things, right? These are the things that get all the attention. What's the biggest mountain in the world? Everybody knows that. It's Mount Everest. You know, what's the biggest skyscraper or building in the world? The Burj Khalifa in Dubai. You know, the biggest, largest, you know, the Great Wall of China, the Amazon. I think the Amazon is the longest river, at least by volume. There's a little bit of a dispute between it and the Nile. If you don't think the Amazon is the longest river in the world, then you're in denial. Dad jokes there. You know who's actually really good at dad jokes, by the way? I found this out when he visited a few months ago. My colleague, Joe Heschmeyer, fellow apologist at Catholic Answers, he has just got a PhD in dad jokes. It's unbelievable. I'll have to have him on the show to share some eye rollers and groaners for you. But no, today what I want to talk about are things that normally we'd expect them to be large, but they're actually really tiny and cute. And there's some of them have some pretty fun stories behind them. So that is what we are talking about here today on the podcast. If you are coming for a rebuttal episode or a dialogue or a theological inquiry, please check back in on Monday and Wednesday. Monday, Wednesday, we talk all things apologetics and theology. But on Friday, we talk about whatever I want to talk about, because that's Free for All Friday. Just a disclaimer if you're here for the first time. All right, let's jump into the first one here. The world's smallest skyscraper, located in Wichita Falls, Texas. This is the Newby McMahon Building, so not too far from where I live here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. A little skyscraper brought to you by a very large con job. Standing at only 40 feet tall, 18 feet deep, and 10 feet wide, the Newby McMahon Building immediately appears out of place, according to an article at atlasobscura.com. Barely wider than its windows, standing only four stories tall, it looks like an expensive practical joke. But then as you read on, you see that there was no joking around here. Actually, some serious con artistry was going on. So here's the story behind it. Back in the early 1900s, in 1906, Augustus Newby purchased and built a one-story brick office building near the train station in downtown Wichita Falls. Now, as the city grew in wealth and size during the 20th century oil boom, a tenant of the Newby building, the oil rig construction firm of J.D. McMahon, decided to propose and build a high-rise annex next to the structure in an attempt to alleviate the city's dearth of downtown office space. In 1919, McMahon collected $200,000 of investor capital that'd be worth about $3 million today, and provided a blueprint which depicted a building 480 inches tall. McMahon neglected to specify that the building's scale was measured in inches, not feet, and no investors noticed the double tick marks before handing McMahon a fortune in capital. So he went on to build this structure. So he's got $3 million to do it with, and he finishes the four stories. Said, okay, well, I'm done. I held up my end of the bargain. They went to court. The investors went to court to sue McMahon, and the court upheld McMahon because it said right in the blueprints, 480 inches, not 480 feet. So instead of a skyscraper 48 stories tall, you only get a skyscraper about four stories tall. And the building is still there today. It has survived fires and falling apart, not being taken care of. And so it's still there that you can go and visit. So I think it has an antique store and there's an art studio in there. You can go and check it out if you're ever in Wichita Falls, the small skyscraper with a big con job behind it. The next one is the shortest river in the world, right? I was talking about the Amazon, the Nile, think of the mighty Mississippi River. You think of these different rivers around the world. I got to I was on a cruise ship. I guess it is sailing, right? Still call it that, even if you don't have sails. Going down the Danube in Europe. So we think of the largest rivers in the world, but what is the smallest river in the world? And by the way, it's hard. There's others. Someone might email me. There is actually a river in Japan that's smaller than this one is, or a mountain, Mount Tempo. We'll get to the smallest mountain here soon. Look, it's really hard to find the smallest of something because people eventually argue, is it the world's smallest mountain or the world's biggest hill? You know, is it the world's smallest river or is it the world's biggest creek? You know, then people start quibbling over that when you try to find the smallest of something. That's why you don't hear about the smallest of some things, because people argue about it. But this one ended up in the Guinness Book of World Records. That would be the Roe River in Montana. According to NBC Montana, Great Falls, Montana, in particular, is where this is. Montana is known for its massive size and wide open spaces, but it's famous for its small amenities, too. You'll find in the Guinness Book of World Records that Great Falls, Montana, a giant spring state park, has the shortest river in the world. The Roe River measures an average 201 feet in length. It flows parallel to the mighty Missouri River. The Missouri River is the longest river in the country, said one of the park rangers. And right next to it, we have the Roe, which is the shortest river in the country. In the 1980s, an elementary school teacher, Susan Nardinger, and her fifth graders campaigned to list the Roe River in the Guinness Book of World Records. Originally, the Dee River in Oregon held the title of 440 feet. But not willing to lose it, Lincoln City, Oregon, contested Roe's designation, saying at extreme high tide, it measured the Dee River at 120 feet. Great Falls countered, saying Roe had another fork measuring 58 feet. Because of all this arguing back and forth, whose river is the smallest, who isn't, Guinness threw up their hands and they stopped listing the shortest river in the world, saying that it's just too much to deal with. So I think they ended it that the last editions that have the shortest river in the world, it is the Roe River in Montana. It's just this little river you can walk by on the sidewalk, comes out from one area, and it's not just a part of the Missouri River. It's its own waterway, so that it counts as something distinct in that regard, that it's its own river, not just a part of the Missouri River. So fascinating, fascinating stuff there. All right, let's go to the world's smallest mountain. First, what is it? You know, the world's smallest mountain, ironically enough, I guess it's not that ironic. You'd expect it there. Where do you think you would find the world's smallest mountain? Probably on the world's smallest continent, right? And the smallest continent in the world is Australia. And there is the world's smallest mountain. And that's the other one. People say, I think Mount Tempo in Japan is smaller. And it has a plaque there, too. But when I've surveyed this, I think there's more sites that are willing to say that this particular mountain is the smallest one. According to this article, the smallest mountain in the world is the little-known Mount Waikapuruf at 141 feet above the surrounding terrain. However, the mountain stands 486 feet above sea level. The mountain is located in Terek Terek Range in Australia. The range is in the small town of Waikapuruf, Victoria. It can also be said that the town is located on the summit of the mountain. Waikapuruf has a population of approximately 789 people. Mount Waikapuruf is sometimes referred to as a hill, and there has been a debate as to whether to categorize it as a mountain or a hill, but the mountain has several tracks and some local wildlife, such as kangaroos, can be spotted on it. However, according to this article, many people refer to Mount Waikapuruf as a hill, and there has been a debate on why it has been categorized as a mountain and not as a hill. A hill is basically a little bump in the earth that is higher than everything surrounding it, so you can have pretty small hills. But mountains have an obvious summit that is its highest point. Different countries have different rules for categorization. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, there is no official difference between mountains and hills. The United Kingdom, however, and the United States says, well, the United Kingdom and the United States says the U.S. Geological Survey says there's no difference. We'll see if this article, if they get their facts straight, who knows? I've heard this before, though. This might be the case in England, that or the U.K. defines a place as a hill that has a summit less than 1,000 feet. Oh, I'm not going to look this up. Maybe somebody will leave a comment on this and help me to understand. I remember there was a movie a while back about a group of people in an English village who want to turn their hill into a mountain, and they only need to like cart up another like 20 feet of earth to make it happen. I remember seeing that a very long time ago, a trailer for it, but I never saw the movie. Maybe someone could fill me in on that. But there you go, Mount Waikapuruf. So if you happen to be there, it says in this article, it's not a very popular site. If you're visiting the place, you can enjoy the annual grain festival and family picnic and dinner on the mount. Our next one up is the smallest dinosaur. When we think of dinosaurs, we think of huge, giant dinosaurs. But they're really small ones. In Jurassic Park, The Lost World, the sequel to Jurassic Park, you have the little weird reptile-y guys that look like little bipedal lizards running around. They like attack that little girl on the beach. It's such a weird opening and a trance. And there's a quick cut to Jeff Goldblum. Lost World, I have mixed feelings about that movie. But according to this article at phys.org, This was back in 2009. A new dinosaur species, Frutidens hagarorum, is the smallest dinosaur ever discovered from North America. The tiny Frutidens weighed less than a kilogram. That's meaningless to most of us people. 2 pounds, and was just 28 inches in length. So from when I look at the pictures of it, it looks like those little lizardy dinosaurs in The Lost World. Though what's interesting is that a lot of people thought, like a year ago in 2020, they had found fossilized amber. They thought they had found in amber, which is tree sap that has condensed over time, a little fossil in it. What they thought was the world's smallest dinosaur at that time, a tiny skull that was in amber that was about 100 million years old. And so this was called Oculodentavis congrae. And that at the time in 2020, that was thought to be the world's smallest dinosaur. But then scientists looked at it again and they said, no, it's not. It is not a dinosaur. The headline here at CNN says world's smallest dinosaur is actually a, quote, weird prehistoric lizard. Dinosaurs and lizards are not the same thing, apparently. So if you read about that, no, that one, it was debunked. Closest one I found is the Frutidens hagarorum, Fruity hagarorum, 28 inches long, weighed only 2 pounds, little tiny dinosaur. Next one is the world's smallest train, or at least the world's shortest railway. So if you think about trains, I mean, I love trains, obviously. I've talked about them here on the podcast before. Think about these large locomotives, or you can think of freight trains that can extend for a mile in length as they pull things. And you think of like the longest railways in the world, like the Trans-Siberian Railway. Ah, I've always wanted to ride that. But now this war in Ukraine, thanks Putin, I'm not going to get to ride the Trans-Siberian Railway anytime in my lifetime, apparently. You know, that's right, the first world problem. I think there was a celebrity, who was it? Is it one of the women from The View, I think, who said she was mad about her vacation plans being canceled because of Ukraine? Ugh, that's kind of a tone-deaf comment there. So yes, obviously the war in Ukraine is an atrocity against human beings. But at the same time, there are things in Russia I would have loved to have seen at some point in my life. I don't know if I'll ever end up there. We'll have to see. But Trans-Siberian Railway is, I think, the longest railway in the world. But the shortest railway in the world is actually not too far from home here in the United States. At least, once again, there's like others around the world. Like, this is the shortest one, 1.4 miles. This one is really short. It's only 298 feet. And it was built in 1901 and then closed for a while, then reopened in 2010. And that is called the Angel's Flight. And it is in Los Angeles near Bunker Hill. And it claims to be the shortest railway in the world. You can ride it for 50 cents. At least this is from an article in 2013. Who knows in LA, one, if things were shut down from COVID, never reopened. Two, if it's been overtaken by a homeless encampment or not. But it's a funicular train. So it runs it was built, it's only 298 feet long because, you know, why do you need a train to get you down the length of a football field? If it's flat, not a big deal. But of course, the football field goes up at a 33% grade. That's nearly 45 degrees. Think about that. 90 degrees is a straight wall. 45 is halfway between flat and a straight wall going up. 33% is a steep grade. And there are steps going along it, but a lot of people don't want to go up all the steps up that hill there by Bunker's Hill. So they pay to go on the Angel's Flight for 50 cents, 298 feet if you want to go up on that. They have their own Twitter feed. Let's see, is it still active? Yeah, it's still posting this time of year. At least the last post I saw here is from July 3rd. Someone was posting a lot of... Actually, I don't know if this is the right one. So they let the Angel's Flight Railway Twitter kind of get out of hand here for a bit. Well, I guess at least hopefully the train is better maintained than the Twitter account. So if you want to go on the shortest one there, head to Los Angeles Angel's Flight. Last one is the shortest flight. We think about the longest flights around the world. Like, you know, we think of... I've been on flights from L.A. to Sydney, Australia, 16 hours. I think there's one from, like, New York to Singapore that was the longest flight at one point, going for 20, 21 hours, what they're going for. Oh, I hate going on flights like that. It is rough. Human beings weren't made to do that. But the shortest flight in the world is in Scotland. Stop by the McDonald's and then get on the shortest flight in the world. I'm not even going to try to do a Scottish accent. Wow, that was terrible. But this is a flight from Westray Airport. There's a group of islands, a little archipelago, off the coast of Scotland. You've got Oi, mainland, South Ronaldsey, Grubbister, Sunday, Westray. So you have Westray and Papa Westray. He said he wasn't going to do a Scottish accent anymore, and then he did, and it was still terrible. So you take a plane, you get to the Westray Airport. This is on the most northern part of Scotland. And if you want to get from Westray to Papa Westray, very short gap there to traverse, but a lot of people just like to be able to hop on a plane to be able to do that. The time it takes to complete the flight, about 2 minutes. You just hop in a really tiny plane. I think it fits about six people, all in all, 6 to 8 people, and it traverses over the sea 1.7 miles. If you want to just hop in, gets you there. I think the shortest time with the, if you have good headwinds or tailwinds, about 53 seconds. Longest might be 2 minutes. So hopefully you don't have to deal with super long delays or other things like that. So, hey, I hope that was a nice little fun treat for you all here on Free For All Friday. We got the smallest skyscraper, the Newby McMahon building, shortest rivers, the Roe River, littlest mountain, Mount Weicker Proof. The fruity dinosaur was the smallest dinosaur, the Angel's Flight, and finally the shortest flight. That would be the little puddle jumper you have from Westray to Papa Westray in Scotland in the United Kingdom. Well, that was helpful and you guys enjoyed it, and that you also have a very blessed weekend.
If you liked today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrentHornPodcast.com.